Welcome to A Listening Life. As we come to the Word of God with the desire to hear from God, we trust Him now to quiet any troubling thoughts we might have and to open the ears of our hearts. Arise, Lord, lift up your hand, O God. Do not forget the helpless. Why does the wicked man revile God? Why does he say to himself, "He won't call me to account"? But you, God, see the trouble of the afflicted. You consider their grief and take it in hand. The victims commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. The Lord is King forever and ever. The nations will perish from his land. You, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them and listen to their cry, defending the fatherless and the oppressed, so that mere earthly mortals will never again strike terror. As you listen to the passage again, notice if there is a word or phrase that stands out that captures your attention. In the space of silence that follows the reading, slowly ponder that word or phrase, trusting the Lord to direct your thoughts. Arise, Lord, lift up your hand, O God. Do not forget the helpless. Why does the wicked man revile God? Why does he say to himself, "He won't call me to account"? But you, God, see the trouble of the afflicted. You consider their grief and take it in hand. The victims commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. The Lord is King forever and ever. The nations will perish from his land. You, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them and listen to their cry, defending the fatherless and the oppressed, so that mere earthly mortals will never again strike terror. Thank you. listen one more time to this passage. This time, use the space of silence afterwards to ask the Lord for direction. How does He want you to respond to what you have heard? Arise, Lord. Lift up your hand, O God. Do not forget the helpless. Why does the wicked man revile God? Why does he say to himself, "He won't call me to account"? But you, God, see the trouble of the afflicted. You consider their grief and take it in hand. The victims commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. The Lord is King forever and ever. The nations will perish from his land. You, Lord, hear the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them and listen to their cry, defending the fatherless and the oppressed, so that mere earthly mortals will never again strike terror. Now that you've listened to the passage three times, what have you heard? How might you take that insight into the day ahead or use it to reflect on the day behind? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Thanks for tuning in to A Listening Life, part of the KLRC Podcast Network.